Hey, Curtis, Tim yelled. I jumped. Which one? I heard Soda yell back.
The big one. Come on over here.
The guy from Brumley looked at me.
What did I tell you?
I watched Derry going toward Tim and the leader of the Brumley boys. He shouldn't be here, I thought suddenly. I shouldn't be here, and Steve shouldn't be here, and Soda shouldn't be here, and Two-Bit shouldn't be here. We're greasers, but not hoods, and we don't belong with this bunch of future convicts. We could end up like them, I thought. We could. And the thought didn't help my headache. I went back to stand with Soda and Steve and Two-Bit then, because the Socias were arriving. Right on time. They came in 4 carloads and filed out silently. I counted 22 of them. There were 20 of us, so I figured the odds were as even as we could get them. Derry always likes to take on 2 at a time anyway. They looked like they were all cut from the same piece of cloth. Clean-shaven with semi-beetle haircuts, wearing striped or checkered shirts with light red or tan-colored jackets or Madras ski jackets. They could just as easily have been going to the movies as to a rumble. That's why people don't ever think to blame the Socias and are always ready to jump on us. We look hoody, and they look decent. It could be just the other way around. Half of the hoods I know are pretty decent guys underneath all that grease, and from what I've heard, a lot of Socias are just cold-blooded mean. But people usually go by looks. They lined up silently, facing us, and we lined up facing them. I looked for Randy, but didn't see him. I hoped he wasn't there. A guy with a Madras shirt stepped up.
Let's get the rules straight. Nothing but our fists, and the first to run, lose, right?
Tim flipped away his beer can.
You savvy real good.
There was an uneasy silence. Who was going to start it? Derry solved the problem. He stepped forward under the circle of light made by the street lamp. For a minute, everything looked unreal, like a scene out of a J.D. movie or something. Then Derry said,
I'll take on anyone.
He stood there, tall, broad-shouldered, his muscles taut under his T-shirt and his eyes glittering like ice. For a second, it looked like there wasn't anyone brave enough to take him on. Then there was a slight stir in the faceless mob of Socias, and a husky blonde guy stepped forward. He looked at Derry and said quietly, Hello, Darryl. Something flickered behind Derry's eyes, and then they were ice again.
Hello, Paul.
I heard Soda give a kind of squeak, and I realized that the blonde was Paul Holden. He had been the best halfback on Derry's football team at high school, and he and Derry used to buddy it around all the time. He must be a junior in college by now, I thought. He was looking at Derry with an expression I couldn't quite place, but disliked. Contempt? Pity? Hate? All 3? Why? Because Derry was standing there representing all of us, and maybe Paul felt only contempt and pity and hate for greasers? Derry hadn't moved a muscle or changed expression, but you could see he hated Paul now. It wasn't only jealousy. Derry had a right to be jealous. He was ashamed to be on our side, ashamed to be seen with the Brumley boys, Shepherd's gang, maybe even us. Nobody realized it but me and Soda. It didn't matter to anyone but me and Soda. That's stupid, I thought swiftly. They've both come here to fight, and they're both supposed to be smarter than that. What difference does the side make? Then Paul said, I'll take you. And something like a smile crossed Derry's face. I knew Derry had thought he could take Paul any time, but that was 2 or 3 years ago. What if Paul was better now? I swallowed. Neither one of my brothers had ever been beaten in a fight, but I wasn't exactly itching for someone to break the record. They moved in a circle under the light, counterclockwise, eyeing each other, sizing each other up, maybe remembering old faults and wondering if they were still there. The rest of us waited with mounting tension. I was reminded of Jack London's books, you know, where the wolf pack waits in silence for one of 2 members to go down in a fight. But it was different here. The moment either one swung a punch, the rumble would be on.